From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Most people flush the toilet and don't think much about where that waste ends up. But in rural Lowndes County, which is largely poor and black, many residents can see exactly where their wastewater goes. Because of inadequate infrastructure, sewage pools in people's yards or backs up into their homes. This leads to disease and other health problems. Lowndes County native Catherine Coleman Flowers has been an activist throughout her life. Working on these wastewater issues has taken her from dusty country roads to international conferences. She writes about her journey in a new memoir that comes out today. Flowers tells me about the tours she gives of Lowndes County, sometimes to high-ranking officials, so they can see and smell the sewage problems themselves.
When people go to Lowndes County and places like Lowndes County and they see firsthand, it doesn't leave them.
You write in the book about working with people that you don't agree with politically. Perhaps the biggest name is Jeff Sessions, who you worked with when he was a senator. What have you learned from working across ideological or other divides?
First of all, we both have rural backgrounds. He's actually from Wilcox County, Alabama. He told me that the first time we had a conversation. He told me that he also, at a point, grew up poor. And he always wanted to do something to help, but he didn't know what to do. And I thought that he was being authentic and honest with me. And we developed a relationship from that point to work together on trying to resolve this problem. I think we have to connect on a human level. I live in a red state. I may not agree with everything that happens all the time, and I may not agree with a lot of the policies, and I don't. We got to find those things that we have in common and start there. And then I think at some point we can reach some middle ground. I think it's important to understand that faith has been very much a part of my walk. And for those of us who profess to be Christians, we have to care for the poor. And if we don't care, I don't see how we can claim to be followers of that religion.
It seems that issues around poverty and race can seem complex. There's a lot of factors at play, intractable perhaps. But when we think about the issue of waste and sanitation, do you see that there are solutions that we could just pull off the shelf and implement if there were the political or social will? Or is it that we really need to puzzle through this to create a lasting solution?
To get to solutions that are long-lasting, we need to puzzle through this. In some cases, there are solutions that may be more sustainable, that for some reason the system is set up where those people that are poor can't get access to it. But there are other cases where people have paid for the prescribed solutions and they don't work either. So we're going to have to puzzle through that, because most of what's available, especially in this state, is not even taken into account climate change. It doesn't take into account that we've been getting more rainfall. This nation has the ability to lead. I think that Alabama could be at the forefront of that, and I'll be talking about that more in the future. But I also believe whatever solutions we come up with can be deployed globally. It's not just an Alabama problem. It's not just a U.S. problem. It's a global issue that we have to address.
You were named a MacArthur Fellow in October, a so-called Genius Grant. What's been the effect of that?
The effect of getting the Genius Grant has been more attention to the problem. I think when I first started doing this work, it was very, very hard to get people to listen to me.
Well, what do you want people to take away from the book?
I want people to understand that rural communities are very significant to who we are as Americans, and we cannot ignore rural communities. And everyone should have access to water and wastewater infrastructure. And no matter what moment that we're in, that there is an opportunity to work together. And if I can work together with people who have a different philosophical point of view politically, but at the same time, we do believe that there is a potential way to get to solutions, we should all do that.
Catherine Coleman Flowers is the founder of the Center for Rural Enterprise and Environmental Justice, and she's also the author of Waste, One Woman's Fight Against America's Dirty Secret. Ms. Flowers, thank you so much.
Thank you.